Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And I want to get to the NFL as a whole, obviously, Ross. But before I do that, I want to get your perspective on Sunday's game, because for the first time all year, we've heard the complaints about the Chiefs winning ugly, but this was the first time this season that we've seen them finally get that one score win that they've been vying for so long. What do you make of that performance on Sunday? And is it something that you could buy into moving forward?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's not really as much about winning the one score game. I think that those things have a way of evening themselves out a little bit. I think it's frankly bizarre that they won 15 in a row and then lost 5 in a row. You know, it's not supposed to work that way. I would say with Mahomes and Andy Reid that they probably should win, you know, close to 75% of those probably, but it's usually more like win 2, lose 1, you know, like that, as opposed to all at one time. I think what was more important to me about this game is they were clearly the better team. You know, I mean, Latu gets the interception and the Colts score off of that. But when you look at the statistics and Hunt rushing for over 100 yards and what Mahomes was able to do, you know, obviously they had to dig deep to ultimately get the win late, and it would have been disastrous if they lost it. But my point would be they clearly outplayed the Colts. They were clearly the better team in the game, and that's probably what matters the most, because there's a decent chance these teams play against each other in the playoffs. You know, for them to go out there and hold that Colts team to what they did, I don't know what the total yardage was, but it felt like, you know, the Chiefs outgained them by 100 or 200 yards. I mean, they were pretty clearly the better squad.
And, you know, asking you just briefly here about the conversation that I was having at the beginning of the segment, which is the red zone issues. You know, this is a Chiefs team that seems to be the best in the league from their own 20-yard line to the opponent's 20-yard line. And then it seemingly stalls out. You know, they struggled against Denver in the red zone, struggled even worse against Indianapolis in the red zone. Is there a huge level of concern there, or is that something that people should believe that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes and this Chiefs team can sort through here over the last month or so of the season?
Definitely a level of concern. I don't really understand how they're struggling like this. I mean, you're talking about maybe, if not the best red zone quarterback I've ever seen, one of the best red zone quarterbacks I've ever seen, if not the best red zone tight end, maybe you'd say Gronkowski, one of the best red zone tight ends in Kelce. And guys, I don't know that there's ever been a more creative play caller in the red zone than Andy Reid. You think about some of the shovel passes, whatever that one ring around the rosy thing they did the one time. I mean, the amount of different creativity that they have had in the red zone over the years is phenomenal, which makes what's happened so far this year really so head-scratching, because they have a lot of the elements that you would want or think to have in terms of having a great red zone offense.
And looking at it overall, you know, there, it's been a topic of conversation, obviously nationwide, but especially here in the metro area, about, do the Chiefs make the playoffs? What's the confidence level, 1 through 10, that Kansas City is going to be able to get into the postseason? With that win over Indianapolis, you know, are you feeling better about their playoff chances, the same, or even worse by chance?
No, I'm definitely not feeling worse. I mean, I think that'd be impossible. I think I'd be feeling pretty bad about it, actually, if they had lost. But the fact that they found a way to win, I feel much better about it. I'd be surprised if they don't make the playoffs. I mean, I know there's a lot of competition, but I'm not buying Jacksonville over the Chiefs. I'm not really buying the Texans or the Steelers. And I think the Chiefs, you know, still even probably have the upper hand against the Chargers. So I'd be very surprised if the Chiefs and the Bills don't find their way into the postseason. Now, I think it's going to be as a wild card, but I do think the Chiefs, scale 1 to 10, I would say, I don't know, 8.5, probably, maybe 9 is how confident I would be in the Chiefs making the playoffs.
There's a lot of Chiefs fans, I guarantee you, that just got very excited hearing you say that. But you mentioned, you know, the competition around the league, and I kind of want to go a little bit more big picture. You know, we're constantly debating week after week after week, who are the contenders, the true teams that you believe can get to and or win a Super Bowl in the National Football League this year? And it's very different than it's been in years past. You know, who are those three or four teams, maybe you have more than that on your list, of teams that you truly believe could hoist a Lombardi or even compete for one coming up in late January and February?
Right. So the number one team right now in the NFL, and I've been saying this on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, I do power rankings every Tuesday, so it's actually good timing to come on the show today. I've had the Rams number one for about a month now, and I don't think that they're just the best team. I think they're the best team probably by a decent margin. I think they are that good. So I would put them as number one in terms of Super Bowl contenders. I think you still have to have Philadelphia in that situation with just how talented they are and their pedigree. Some of these other teams, Chicago, Tampa, you know, the Niners, I don't see it. And then even Green Bay and Detroit, you know, I think they're good enough to maybe, you know, go on a run, but something feels like it's missing for them to actually, you know, be Super Bowl contenders. And I think the Seahawks are very good, but, I have a tough time picturing Sam Darnold winning, you know, 3 road playoff games, which is what it looks like it would take right now. So in the NFC, I'm pretty high on the Rams and then to a lesser extent the Eagles. The AFC feels to me more wide open. You know, I could see it being whoever gets the number one seed. Let's say it's the Patriots or the Broncos. They're obviously going to have a heck of a chance. But I still think that if I'm saying legit contenders, I'm still going Baltimore, Buffalo, Kansas City, probably even ahead of New England, Denver, despite what we've seen this year.
I'm with you on that, and I am in complete agreement with you when it comes to the Los Angeles Rams. I think Matthew Stafford, if the season were to end right now, would probably be the MVP of the NFL this year. Talking about the AFC in general, you know, it's a very different league than we're accustomed to seeing. You know, the Patriots, the Broncos, the Colts right now sitting as the top 3 seeds. You know, of those 3 teams, which one do you think has the best opportunity to hoist the one seed in the AFC and get home field advantage throughout the playoffs?
Probably the Patriots because of their schedule. You know, although, you know, them losing both the linemen on the left side of their line for a while now, that's going to hurt. I mean, that will absolutely set them back a little bit. But I would still say it's probably the Patriots. The Broncos are going to still have some tough games, you know, against the Chiefs, against the Chargers. You know, I think the Patriots only have to play the Bills one more time. They've had the easiest schedule to date. They have the easiest schedule moving forward. So I'll go New England, which, I mean, that's going to make it tough. You go up to New England in January and, you know, they only have to win two home games. I mean, they have a chance. I think that a lot of times you kind of have to walk before you run in the playoffs. So I'm not convinced that they're going to be able to get it done, but it certainly gives them an opportunity.
Visiting with our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. And last night, Ross, we saw one of the Monday Night Football games of all time, an ugly 20-9 win for the Niners over the Carolina Panthers. You know, what do you make of those two teams? Because right now they're both in the playoff hunt as things stand right now. Niners are 8-4. The Carolina Panthers are a very surprising 6-6. Do you think either of those teams gets into the postseason? And if they do they stand any kind of a chance to compete?
You know, I don't think the Carolina Panthers get there, although they have a chance to win that division now, especially based on Baker Mayfield's injury. That will be something to keep an eye on. I do think the Niners have a pretty good chance to make the postseason now. I mean, they've gotten 8 wins. Now they have a bye, so they can get healthier after this game against Cleveland. But they're decent favorites against the Browns, which means they have an excellent chance now at this point to get to 9-4 before the bye when they start to heal up. So I'm a believer in the Niners making the playoffs. I just think that they lost too much to actually go for a chance to win the Super Bowl.
So we kind of got big picture there for a minute. I kind of want to come back to the Chiefs for just a moment. This Thursday game against the Cowboys on Thanksgiving out in Arlington. You know, this is two of the best offenses in the National Football League against one of the worst defenses in the Dallas Cowboys. You know, what do you make of this performance for the Chiefs? What's it going to take to get a victory in this one playing against a team, like I said, that is a true dichotomy with a top five offense against a bottom three defense in the league?
Yeah, well, the Cowboys defense is much better than that now. You know, I would not put a lot of stock in them, you know, their overall ranking for the season, because since they've gotten their safeties and Overshown back from injury, since they traded for Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson, they are much, much better on that side of the ball. They showed that in the second half against Philly on Sunday. They're playing with a lot more confidence. So you've got that part of it. And then the other part of it is their offense is legitimately that good. I mean, George Pickens is on an unbelievable tear right now, and that is what they're going to have to deal with. They're going to have to deal with Pickens, and, you know, the Chiefs have pretty good secondary, pretty good corner, but they're going to be tested for sure.
I like that perspective. I really, that's a different perspective than we've heard here in Kansas City, and I really like that point of view that you bring. Ross, appreciate you taking the time here this morning. Insightful as always.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com.
We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.